From Spark and Anvil and Cipherforge, this is Mask, in Chapter 1 of the Cipherforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Mask is a fox tween, quick and bright-eyed. In her paw, she holds a small folded card, her substitution table.
I am Mask. My cipher isn't a simple shift. It's a total arbitrary scramble of the alphabet.
On her card, the alphabet is a jumble. Under every letter sits a fixed, unique substitute. A becomes Q. B becomes X.
My rule is simple. The same letter always becomes the same substitute, everywhere in the message. Fox becomes RPT.
This is monoalphabetic substitution. It feels very secure, with millions of possible tables to choose from.
Mask learned about fixed mappings from her family. They were village mask makers, carving specific faces for specific roles. The harvest keeper mask always looked one way, the bell ringer another, a one-to-one mapping in wood and paint.
She walked to the Cipher Forge Academy at 22. The old owl, Cipher, asked her just one question.
What is monoalphabetic substitution?
Every letter has a fixed substitute, a vast key space, but the letter frequencies of the original language shine right through.
Find the most common secret letter? That's probably my substitute for E. The whole thing unravels from there.
One-to-one mapping. A powerful idea with a predictable flaw. That is Mask's lesson. That is the whole cipher.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Computer Science Teachers Association standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.